Grill. We also have an assortment of LED flashlights, including the brightest one that I've ever seen. Remember the classic red wagon? Well, we have those too. We have a bird feeder that will work great on your deck, and it's easy to fill. Schnarrs Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For hours and location, go to schnarrs.com.
Northwest Ontario Fishing is the ultimate fishing vacation for St. Louis. Northwest Ontario Fishing is fun, adventure, and excitement. Northwest Ontario Fishing is priced like no other time before. Value, excitement, convenience, and an easy drive. See them January 6th through the 8th at the St. Charles Convention Center with free parking.
Northwest Ontario, there's no place like this.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
We must reduce inventory before year's end, so we're making deals on every floor in every store. That's right. If it's in stock, it's on sale if you take it home before the year ends. Plus, get extended special financing on top-name laminate flooring from just 29 cents. Pre-finished solid domestic hardwood starting at just 99 cents. Pre-finished solid exotic hardwood from only $149. So hurry to Lumber Liquidators before the year ends, because if it's in stock, it's on sale.
Want to win two seats to see Sunday in the Park with George with McGraw on opening day at the Repertory Theater? Simply text the word Sunday to 84126 or go to the contest tab at KTRS.com and you will be registered. The winner will be drawn Wednesday, January 4th. Opening day of Sunday in the Park with George is January 6th. Don't miss your chance to win on KTRS.
Introducing Progressive's exclusive Snapshot Discount, a program that tracks your good driving and rewards it with discounts. Find out more at progressive.com.
.415 at the Big 550 KTRS. Good afternoon. I'm Bill Cleveland, and for Franco Opinion, large morning show in the afternoon. Great to have you along on a beautiful Thursday. It is 61 degrees outside. That is unbelievable.
And there's still snow out there.
Unbelievable. Beautiful awesome. Day. I could get used to this. It is time to check in with Dawn Meadows Dixon. I've been told that she has not only one movie, but two movies to talk about today. That's on the way. She is brought to you by the Tool Belt Team. TheToolBeltTeam.com. Great handyman service. Stuff you need done around the house. Go to their website. Get in touch. TheToolBeltTeam.com. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Dawn Meadows Dixon, everybody.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Good.
It sounds warm there. It's a little chilly here. I think we're in the 30-degree range. A little bit of snow on the ground. I'm up in Cleveland, Ohio, visiting family.
Oh, home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, I was going to check out the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because I wondered if maybe there was some memorabilia from Dan's band.
Yeah.
What? Not yet.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Learn a little bit more about the big band.
The funniest thing I remember about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I remember feeling horrible for a young guy. His job was to guard the dresses for Diana Ross and the Supremes. That was the only thing he did.
That was his job?
He walked around at one level of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He walked up this little flight of stairs, and they have this little circular room, and in the room are all the different dresses that the Supremes wore on concert. And this guy spent the entire day walking around and making sure that nobody touched the dresses. That was his job, guarding.
And nobody did, I'm sure.
Nobody did, you bet.
You know, what's funny about it is my family's lived here a long time, and I come back and visit all the time. People ask me, have you been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I have never been. So the other day I said to my sister, you know, we should really take the kids Friday to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Have you? You've obviously been because you live here all the time. No,
she's never been.
Nobody in my family has ever been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they live here in Cleveland. It's kind of like living in St. Louis, and you go to the Arch when people come to visit.
Right.
So we may, in fact, actually visit, and I thought I was going to give Dan a hard time and see if maybe he's got, you know, a booth there or something, because, you know, they're making big time now. So.
Well, we will. We will soon.
I'm looking forward to that.
It's neat. It's neat.
Pardon me?
I'm sorry. I said it's a neat visit if you end up going.
Did you like it, Bill?
I did, yeah.
Yeah,
it was good.
It's a good time. Well, I've heard that from a lot of people, and it's like, you know, it's in my backyard, and I need to go check it out. So in between running around saying hi to everybody over the holiday, I'm going to have to do that. But I have been seeing a lot of movies, and so I told Dan I would do two films today. The first one I wanted to talk about was Adventures of Tintin. We kind of talked about this last time we spoke before Christmas. Has anybody in the meantime seen it? Or
No.
Okay, not running out to see it. The funny thing about this film, and I mentioned this before, it opened in Europe first because it's based on Belgium comic books that were, they're like 80 years old. It's kind of like Charlie Brown to us. The people in Europe have been raised on this comic book character, Tintin. And he is a reporter who is always uncovering a mystery. And in this story, he and Captain Haddock, he's set off on a treasure hunt for a sunken ship after he buys this model ship of a unicorn and realizes there's some mystery connected to it. And he's going to find the treasure that's connected to this little model ship. And so Steven Spielberg did this film. He'd been talking about doing this movie for a long time. It's his first animated picture. You know, he's also got War Horse out, which is unbelievable. Love that movie. This is done with motion capture. You've seen it in a lot of films. What has been criticized, the motion capture has been criticized because a lot of times the characters' faces look dead. They don't look real.
Yeah, do that in Polar Express? Is that what
Polar
they did?
Polar Express.
The eyes, right? It's really
the
eyes that look
dead. They kind of have a dead look. But I have to tell you, and I went looking for it, in this movie, thanks to Steven Spielberg, the eyes are very bright and alert, and it's what I liked about the movie. It could have been done as a live-action film. It works so much better as an animated film. I appreciate the work that went into this, because with Steven Spielberg at the helm of this mystery, it's unbelievable. The story itself, because I wasn't raised on Tintin, as many of us weren't, I wasn't as captured by the story. My kids weren't as captured by it. It's kind of a dark story. It almost is a cross between the Pirates of the Caribbean and
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Lauders of the
Lauders of the Lost Ark.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Lauders.
So it's not really a film that I would run out and see. I liked it. I didn't love it. It's getting a lot of rave reviews, I think because of Steven Spielberg. But if you're not familiar with the story, as many of us here in America are not, we're going to go into it. At first, I thought, and Frank and I were talking, we thought it was Rin Tin Tin.
Yeah.
Right. It's not the story of it. It's not a boy and his dog, but it's not Rin Tin Tin. So I went into it totally clueless. And then I have a friend I had lunch with the other day, was raised on the East Coast, and said, oh, I read all the comic books, and I'm so familiar. So different parts of the country might be familiar with Tin Tin. I think it might catch on. It made $235 million overseas before it opened at Christmas time here. We'll see how well it does here. I don't think it's going to do as well here as quickly, but I think it will hold its own.
I have no desire to go see it.
All right. All right. Well, we'll do ARDs first.
Yeah, ARDs for Tintin.
ARDs. I'll give it to you. 3 ARDs.
Right. That's pretty many.
That's respectable. Yeah, all
right. Well, it's very well done. You've got to appreciate the quality of it. Did I enjoy the? In fact, I thought the story seemed long, and I look at my watch when it ended. It was an hour and 35 minutes.
Oh my God.
Not very long, but it felt long to me. The story, I just wasn't hooked into the story, but I can appreciate the quality of the filmmaking, and I think that's what's good about it. You know, families are going to go see it. It's safe to take the kids, although you do have a lot of pirates drinking and shooting one another, so the little tiny ones might be scared. But, you know, it's a pretty good family film to go see it at this time of year.
Is everybody English in this, too? Do they all talk like this?
Well, you've got...
What happened to your voice?
I don't know. There is a little bit of that. But, you know, after a while, you don't really think about it. I mean, it just works as a story, and you don't realize that it's English. When I went to see it, I didn't even realize it truly had been released in Europe first, because that's where it originated. So Daniel Craig is one of the voices, so you've got an English voice there. They all have English voices, but it's not something where you're feeling like you're watching a foreign film.
Yeah.
I think you'll enjoy the fact that Steven Spielberg has kind of put an American twist on it.
All right. Here come the ARDs for this one.
All right, Dan.
What is it called again?
Tintin.
The Adventures of Tintin. All right, Dan. On that one.
Right.
Never have done two films back-to-back here, so now we're going to go right into We Bought a Zoo.
Oh, this looks stupid.
I think it looks good.
You know, just coming from a man who loved the Muppet movie.
I love the Muppets.
I was thinking you were excited about this one, Bill.
No, maybe I don't like Matt Damon. That's probably...
You don't like Matt Damon?
Hey, although I did have I had a dream last night about Scarlett Johansson. She's in this movie, right?
Oh, wait. I thought you were going to say you had a dream last night about Matt Damon.
No.
He would never admit that on the air, but he told us about that off the air.
Yeah. And Tina wants to see this one.
I do.
Okay.
It's
just a sweet film. It's based on the memoirs of Benjamin Meese, and it truly is based on a true story about a guy who lived in California, and through some problem, his wife passed away, and so he and his family are going to move to the country, and they decide to buy a home. And they buy this house, decide they love it, and the guy said, well, before you sign on the dotted line, I got to tell you something. It's actually a zoo. And so the story goes from there. Scarlett Johansson is a zookeeper who comes with the zoo. So imagine buying a house and you get Scarlett Johansson zoo.
I'd buy it.
Poor thing.
It takes place in Zanesville, Ohio, which is not far from here. It's set in Zanesville, Ohio. So I saw the connection to it right away. Stars Matt Damon. Just a sweet, a bunch of animals. Just a sweet story. I mean, this is one you can't go wrong taking the family to see. I think mom and dad will enjoy it. The kids will enjoy it. Matt Damon does a great job just being a dad, which he does very well in real life, plays very well.
Is it a comedy?
Pardon me?
Is it a comedy?
You know, it's funny in places, it's sweet in places. I wouldn't call it a laugh-out-loud comedy, but you'll chuckle a few times, you'll have a good time. There's not much more to the storyline than that, but you can relate to this man trying to rebuild his life after his father dies, knowing it's true. And then the romance that ensues between Scarlett Johansson and Matt Damon is interesting. And then the children have a little childhood romance going. So the animals are funny. I mean, when you think about buying a zoo and he's involved with these animals he's never been involved with before, and that's where most of the comedy comes from, obviously. So it's just a great film to release at this time of year. It's directed by Cameron Crowe, and I think he does a great job. When you're working with kids and animals, that can be difficult. And I didn't have that nervous feeling I often have when I know a film is dealing with a lot of animals and kids and it's just not going well. This one just kind of flows and works very well. And Scarlett Johansson, you know, to me, she's a beautiful woman and she'll play in a lot of sexy roles. She has a real earthiness about her in this film.
I was going to say they uglied her up, but you said it a lot more eloquently.
She doesn't look ugly.
She put a lot of makeup on for this role. Yeah. She just kind of, you know, put a little bit of lipstick on. But I'll tell you, she's still looking good. She still looks beautiful. And I think you'll walk out feeling like, you know, there are a lot of films out right now that are a little dark. I had my family see The Descendants last night, and they're all like, okay, great movie, but why are we seeing this? You know, it's such a down. It is a heavy film. It's a kind of a dark film. This one, total opposite. This one, go, have a good time, laugh. You're not going to worry about the animals. You're going to have a good time with the kids. You're going to like looking at Scarlett and Matt Damon both. So I think you can't go wrong with this one.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey. Bill's
still
not convinced. Bill, yeah.
Mom and Dad and the kids can go. I'll stay at home.
Stay at home.
That's all right.
Okay, you ready for the ARD?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. 3.25.
Wow.
I liked it.
Better than Tintin.
I had a good time.
All right, here they come.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right.
All right, Dan.
Hi, Dawn.
All right, Dawn. Have a good rest of your trip. Go to see
thank
the Rock and Roll
so
Hall
much.
Of Fame.
Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you, Dawn. Dawn Meadows Dixon. There you go.
Yeah.
Brought to you by the Tool Belt Team online at thetoolbeltteam.com. Dawn Meadows Dixon. I hope she goes to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That is a neat place. They have a lot of... What I really like...
Rock and roll stuff?
Yes, they have a lot of rock and roll stuff. What I liked was some of the... The only one I can think of off the top of my head is, you guys know the song Walking in Memphis? A song by Mark Cohn.
Sure. Yeah.
And this, for whatever reason, is the only one I can zoom
Walking
in on.
Walking in Memphis.
Yeah. And they have the original, you know, he wrote that song on like a napkin in a hotel. Well, they have the napkin from the hotel. I mean, stuff like that.
Right.
Just those little artifacts and things that are
That's
really,
really,
really neat. And it's a really cool building, too. You've probably seen it on television or whatever. But, yeah, good for her. Hope she goes. All right, so we have a little time to chat. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. Gallup has released their list, their annual list of the most admired people. Every year they, I guess...
This past year?
Do a poll, yeah. And so for 2011, they have released the list. They do... both men and women.
Anybody in here make the list? Did you check?
You know what? I didn't read. Hang on. Let me read all the way
towards
through.
Towards the bottom. Maybe towards the bottom.
We could have.
Queen Elizabeth.
No?
Queen Elizabeth.
No.
Oh, no?
There's
no,
always next
the women.
Year.
Let me try the men.
Frank
Bill,
in there?
Bill Gates. No. None of us are on the list. Well, thanks for asking. The top 10 for the women. At the top, Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton has actually been at the top of this particular poll 16 times in a row since 1993.
This is not a political statement or anything, but I saw her on TV.
You like her pantsuits?
I saw her on TV the other day, and she was wearing a pantsuit, but Hillary has packed on some pounds.
Hillary's, no comment.
I know.
Oprah Winfrey is number two. 17% voted for Oprah Winfrey. Michelle Obama, Sarah Palin, Condoleezza Rice, followed by Laura Bush. I'm surprised how many political people
yeah, why,
are
I wonder
on this
why
list.
All
I'm surprised Michelle Obama is not at the top of the list.
Yeah, usually the first lady would rank a little higher. Let's see. Margaret Thatcher. There's a movie coming out, right? With
Meryl Streep.
Meryl
right?
Streep.
The Iron Lady, I think.
Ellen DeGeneres, Queen Elizabeth, and Michelle Bachmann. I'm surprised she made the list. On the men's side, President Barack Obama is at the top, which they say is not really out of the ordinary. They say in this particular poll, in the past 31 years they've done the poll, and let's see, that doesn't make sense here.
The president?
Hang on a second. Okay, no, I'm sorry. Out of the 65 times they've done this survey, 55 out of the 65 times the sitting president has been at the top. So,
wow.
Followed by George W. Bush, then Bill Clinton, then Reverend Billy Graham, Warren Buffett. I'm sorry, I can't stand Warren Buffett.
Really?
I don't know why everyone seems to flock to. Hey, what does Warren Buffett think? Newt Gingrich. How did Newt Gingrich make the list? That's weird. Are a lot of people?
Yeah, for this year.
Of people sitting around going, "Wow, I really admire that Newt Gingrich." I don't know. Let's see, Donald Trump, Pope Benedict. How is it possible that Newt Gingrich, Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, and
they beat the Pope over
the Pope, for God's sakes? And I'm not even Catholic.
You know what? You don't hear that much about this Pope.
And Bill Gates.
You heard a lot about Pope John Paul, but
sure,
you don't hear a lot about this one.
I remember when that whole thing... I'm not Catholic, so I don't know all the Catholic traditions and everything like that, but I do remember when they selected the new Pope. Man, that was pretty exciting. And they did the thing where
they lit the smoke
and the whole nine yards. That was pretty cool. Thought about maybe converting. All right, do you want to take a quick break here?
Sure.
We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back. If you'd like to join us, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. The large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
With an update on your afternoon commute, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic. Timothy?
Boy, if that's all it takes Bill to convert is just a little puff of smoke.
A little smoke. He doesn't ask for much. It's the little things, Tim. It's the little things.
Get a life, Bill.
Hey, Tim, you were on the list, though, of the most admired people.
I don't understand.
Traffic reporter.
Why would that be?
I don't know.
I don't. You know, Bill, I understand the Warren Buffett thing. I mean, the guy, if he says it's going to go up, it goes up. You know? If it says it's going to go down, don't buy.
That's the stock market, but outside of that, well, I mean, who cares?
Okay, I can live with that.
I don't know.
All right, hey, we're looking at westbound 4064 now, and you do have a slowdown. It starts right around, a little bit west of Kings Highway, but it goes through about Big Bend. The downtown bridge approach is looking a little bit more like normal. It's the right lane is backed up to park. On westbound 5570, you're slowing from about Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 270, that's running a little bit slow now, south of the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report, it's brought to you by 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. You probably have a Sirius smartphone. Why not use it to call Safe Auto for immediate state minimum coverage? You can pay with a credit card. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO, state minimum coverage. maximum savings. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, everyone. Victoria Babu here, and on my show this New Year's weekend, life coach Jill Farmer weighs in on the number one New Year's resolution most of us make. I'll give you a hint. My other guests are area fitness experts Jeremy and Jeff and their 30-day weight loss challenge, and Whole Foods chef Chad Sarno offers tips to eat healthier without breaking the bank. Jump on the bandwagon. We'll slim down together.
It's Smart Living with Victoria Babu, presented every Saturday at 11 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
A lot of restaurants come and go, some lasting a few months, others a year or so. But the really good ones, they have customers coming back year after year, like Stefanina's. Stefanina's has been a favorite of diners for over 30 years. With the area's best and largest pizzas, with your choice of cheese, their authentic pasta dishes, salads, and large selection of entrees, the food's one reason folks return again and again. The other reasons? A comfortable atmosphere, fast and friendly service, and incredibly low prices. Stefanina's is family-owned and operated, so it's really important to them that you are 100% satisfied. Lunch specials start at only $5.95, and that includes an entree, salad, and your drink. Daily specials include their popular large pizza for the price of a small every Monday. What began as a small family restaurant by Stefanina herself has grown into five locations. You'll find the menu, specials, and directions online at stefspizza.com. That's stefspizza.com. Heck, you can even order online. Stefanina's and stefspizza.com.
Most RVers in December are heading south, but not Adrian. She's heading for Harmony State Park in Indiana. New Harmony is one of those places that was out of the way 100 years ago and is still out of the way. Sunday night it rains for 14 hours. Monday she calls. It's cold here and the campground is flooded. I better leave. The snow has begun. The wind is blowing at 40 miles an hour and the wind chill is minus 10. She calls from a rest stop. The motorhome is warm, but there's nobody on the highway. Gee, I wonder why. About 7:05 on the longest day, the four winds creeps down our narrow snow-covered street. Adrian backs into Grandma's drive and just sits in the driver's seat, bleeding off the adrenaline. Grandma has been an RVer since the 1950s, so the two veterans talk as though the adventure was just another trip. As for me, I was glad the ordeal was over, and I didn't even go. RVs create memories, some more vivid than others. See what it's all about at Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Since most accidents in the home happen on the stairs, it's important to know that your stairs are safe and up to today's codes.
George Thomas, the owner of Thomas Stairs.
So many of the homes have wood balusters. In fact, most homes have wood balusters. And by changing out those wood balusters, it makes it a safer balustrade for one, but it really improves the look of the home. It's just a dramatic change.
Thomas Stairs, St. Louis's original baluster replacement system, can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform with today's building codes.
We think out of the box. We try and come up with new and innovative ways of building stairs, and not just building stairs, but since we're doing so much more in existing homes, of how to work in people's homes without causing them a mess and a hassle.
To see the quality and safety that Thomas Stairs can add to the character of your home, go to thomasstairs.com.
Stairs are all we do.
Caring for the patient and family experiencing a terminal illness is traumatic. It takes its toll, but Pathways Community Hospice can help. At Pathways, emphasis is placed on improving the quality of life through compassionate support and care. Pathways enables patients to live as fully and comfortably as possible by ministering to their physical, emotional, social, and spiritual needs, as well as to the needs of their loved ones. Pathways' team of highly qualified caring professionals knows the special needs of the patient and family. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to listen, support, and help both patient and family through the most difficult times. Pathways Community Hospice, enhancing the quality of life with skilled hands and loving hearts. 636-733-7399. Pathways Community Hospice, 636-733-7399.
When family issues hit close to home, thankfully, NHC is never far away. At NHC Healthcare, care is our business. NHC has been providing a full continuum of care by offering independent and assisted living as well as skilled nursing since 1971. Providing our community's quality of care in memory, long-term care, and short-term rehabilitation services is our constant mission. If you have questions about how we can care for you or your loved one, visit us at one of our five locations at Lake St. Charles Retirement, Charlevoix Healthcare, or NHC Maryland Heights, Town and Country, and St. Charles. Come see why care is our business. All major medical insurance policies are accepted. And to learn more about how we can care for you or your loved one, visit nhccare.com. NHC. Care that respects the individual. Care that promotes recovery. Care that is our business. Remember, visit nhccare.com. NHC. Caring in a better way, day by day.
Hi there, it's Frank. For all the dumb things I've done in my life, there have been plenty of them. One of the smart things I did is I started saving money in my late 20s. I was now 27 or something. It wasn't much, but it was a start, and it got me in the habit of paying myself first. And that's what you sort of have to do. You have to decide, I'm going to pay myself this much money, 5% of what you make, or whatever you decide to do. And you let that money stack up, and then you let it work and grow. But you need some help. You need some advice, some investment advice. If you have $25,000 or more, and I'm not talking about 20-somethings that have, you know, $300 like I did. I'm talking about those of you who have $25,000 or more. You know that you want that to become more than that. You don't want to just have it remain $25,000. That's not going to take you very far, especially a few years from now. So you go to people like Mark and Jason. Not people like them. How about write to Mark and Jason? Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas. All you need to do is go to their website, check them out. Their phone number is there. Give them a call. Set up a meeting. And you may already have a financial advisor. My advice would be get a second opinion from these guys. MarkandJason.com.
Love this song.
92 from that movie.
Norman Greenbaum.
Yeah. That was the only song that he did, wasn't it?
I believe so, yeah. Spirit in the Sky.
I think at some point they would say, you might want to change your name. Norman Greenbaum.
Why? To what? You have something against Greenbaums?
No, to...
What would you change it to? Norman Lip Balm?
Oh, yeah. No, Jimmy.
Norman Brown Bomb?
Brown Bomb.
440 at the Big 550 KTRS. Coming up on New Year's Eve, I'm starting a new trivia show here on the Big 550 KTRS. We'll be on
congrats,
it. Starting
at,
thank you at 9 o'clock, and it'll go to 11 o'clock. After the first of the year... After I get this first show out of the way, it'll be right. 9 to midnight.
Hey.
Starting after the first of the year. So.
Three hours of you?
Well, they have a lot of faith in me. They don't think I need much time to sort of get traction.
Before you even have your first show, they're giving you an extra hour.
Yeah, imagine that. Isn't that something?
They got a lot of faith in me. You have some clout.
Well, you know, I don't like to brag, but you are correct. So we'll do. So usually we save our trivia for Fridays. And we'll still do our Friday trivia game. But with you guys here in the studio, we'll do a few trivia questions. And as always... Play along at home or in the car or whatever you happen to be doing this afternoon. And I guess if you know the answer, you can yell out your name and whatever.
In the car?
Yes, in the car.
Yes.
In the car. Home. Yell out your name. And then try
to yell the answer
out
before we
do. And if I call on you.
Yes.
And then you can answer. Now, if you yell out your name in the car and I don't call on you, just don't say anything.
I'm sure there are some people when we're sitting there going, they're beating on their dashboard.
Idiot!
No one it is!
Oh, I thought you meant like they're playing a game show
buzzer.
They're hitting on their dashboard.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
There you go. Instead of yelling out the name in your car, how about just if you know the answer, just honk your horn?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That is
maybe
good.
That's a nice way for people to play in their car.
Car trivia.
All right. Here's the first one.
We're doing it now.
Huh? Yeah. What did you think we were going to do?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No time like the present.
All right.
Set up.
What company markets computer design applications called Creative Suite 4? What company markets computer design applications called Creative Suite 4?
Tina.
Yes.
Oh, what company? Like Illustrator, you mean? Or do I say Microsoft Illustrator?
It's the company.
Company name.
You know this.
Okay.
It's on computers.
Is it Adobe?
Adobe, that's correct. All right, one for Tina.
I never would have got that.
No.
You've never heard of Adobe before?
Yeah, I've heard of Adobe, but I never would have got that answer.
Adobe Illustrator, duh.
Don't they make Photoshop? She said duh.
Duh.
No, I mean, I can't believe I didn't think
that. Acrobat.
Welcome back to 1995, everybody. Duh. In which country did the Impressionist movement originate?
Tina. France.
That is correct. France. Wow, she's on fire.
The Impressionist movement. What is that all about?
Impressionist.
Claude Monet.
I bet you won't get this.
Okay.
Which measurement describes the value of all goods and services that have been produced in a country within 1 year?
Which measurement? Tina?
Which measurement describes the value of all goods, I hear you, and services that have been produced in a country within 1 year?
Is it the GNP?
Oh, you're very close. I think the GNP is a gas station. No,
it's gross national product.
The gross domestic product.
GNC?
GDP.
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 Does she get a minus now?
Yeah.
Minus.
Wonder how many car horns are going off now.
That was a tough one.
Have you gotten any yet, Dan?
No.
He's waiting.
A peon, neither one of us.
We're just waiting to yell our name out.
Yeah.
You can yell your name out anytime you want.
Well, you start going, now on this question here, Tina!
I did not.
Who reached number one in 1978 with YMCA?
Tina. Dan.
I think Tina got it again.
Oh, man.
Village People.
That's right, the Village People.
Sorry, Dan.
In what year did the Watergate scandal begin?
Ooh.
The Watergate scandal. What year did the Watergate scandal begin?
Dan.
Yes, Dan?
73?
You're very close.
Tina.
Yes, Tina.
72?
She is unstoppable, ladies and gentlemen.
She's a runaway train.
She is unstoppable. In a 1981 Nintendo arcade game, Mario had to rescue a damsel in distress from which character?
Oh, I can see that
Tina.
Guy.
No.
Yes, Tina?
I don't know.
Oh, no, too bad. You said your name.
All right.
Oh.
Okay, I'm probably wrong. I don't even want to say it now. I was going to say Donkey Kong.
That's right, Donkey Kong, yeah!
Wow. Wait, the first one, Mario?
Hey, can you see the answers
over
here?
Donkey Kong.
1981, the arcade game.
Then they made a Donkey Kong game, right?
They did.
Yes.
Yeah, that was on the old, NES, right? Nintendo Entertainment System, yeah. The ones where you had to blow into the cartridges when they wouldn't play correctly.
Oh, yeah. And then kind of turn
it to
the side.
You know, they made a game. I wish I could find one of these things. I bet at some mall. You know how often I go to a mall. They used to be, you could plug them into your television, and it was just a controller.
Oh, yeah, and it had like 30 games on it.
No, this is the last one that I had. It was like 100 games.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never replaced it. Man, I loved that thing.
It was the original Nintendo stuff, right?
Yeah, all the old Nintendo stuff.
They were at I saw them at South County Mall a couple of years ago.
Christmas or something, right?
Yeah, and I almost bought one, and then I thought, nah, I'm not. Maybe I'll get one later. I never did, and then the past couple of years, they haven't been around.
If anybody knows where one of those, call and let us know.
Good story.
I'd love
to
have one of those. It was a good story. I enjoyed it.
They were there, and then they were gone.
And they were gone.
And they haven't been back since.
Good grief. Which color appears at the top of a rainbow?
Peon.
Yes.
Red.
That is correct. Roy G. Biv.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. In which country was the Canon company founded? Canon.
Peon.
Yes.
Japan?
That is correct. Japan.
Boy, he's on a roll.
All right. Yep. For 48 years, J. Edgar Hoover was director of which U.S. agency?
Peon.
Yes, Peon.
The FBI.
That is correct. What nationality was the explorer Marco Polo?
Peon.
Peon.
Italian.
He was Italian.
It's the fun to meet the boss.
Polo.
Hey, answer that call. They may know where one of those controllers are. Sorry. I know it's personal business here. Thank you, Dan. Let's see. One more here. Name the person on second base in the Abbott and Costello famous baseball sketch, Who's on First?
Peon. What?
That is correct. We We did this one yesterday. The Paris Peace Accords of 1973 ended a conflict between what nations? The Paris Peace Accords.
In 1973?
1973. Ended a conflict between what nations?
Spain. Spain and Portugal?
Nope.
Is it in the Middle East, like Israel? And...
Nope.
No, okay.
Vietnam and the United States.
Oh, huh. Guess we should have known that.
Probably ought to known that. Let's see here. Who was president when the U.S. Bicentennial was celebrated?
76. Dan.
Yes, Dan.
Carter?
Nope.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Reagan?
Nope.
Oh, Reagan was 80, right? Reagan was 80. Eisenhower.
I believe Chevy Chase used to do an impersonation of
Gerald Ford.
Oh, I forgot all about Ford. Hey, Larry has information on that.
I'd like to talk controller. To Larry. Hey, Larry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. If you are able to find them, don't buy one. The reason they move around from site to site is because they are bootlegged. They are illegal.
Oh, I don't care about that. Where do I find one?
Don't.
Online. Sure you can find them online now.
Yeah, I'm sure you can probably find one on eBay or something. But,
well, these the ones that I saw, they had them at a mall. They were like a kiosk.
Right.
So they come and they rent space.
Before they shut them down, they're there for a month or two until they shut them down.
Wow. So like the FBI could swoop in and confiscate it from my house if I have it.
Well, the company that made them was sued by Nintendo NES.
No kidding. Wow. Yep. Well, it's a great idea. Why didn't Nintendo should make one of them?
Well, I think they have all those on the Wii now. You can
play the old ones.
Yeah,
really.
All
right.
I should win trivia prizes.
Yeah, you really should. Too bad we don't have any, Larry.
Sorry.
All right. Have a good night.
See you, Larry. Thank you. This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey guys, I'm in the cam.
All right. Hallelujah.
Hey, my mother-in-law got one for my father-in-law. It's the Atari game console. It had 100 games on it. The only thing is you can't hear any sound on it, so the sound effects are shot, but she got hers at Walgreens.
Now, that's Atari, though. Is that different from Nintendo?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I don't know if anybody has gone back and played any of those old Atari games. They don't hold up very well over the years.
Is that the one with
Centipede?
Pong and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. The basketball was Stickman.
And he's like, what's up with these graphics?
Yes. A lot different.
That was cutting edge at the time. Man.
I remember that. The basketball was a square with the ball. The actual ball was just a square dot on the screen. Then it was two stick figures, and then the hoops were just two lines with a little line jutting out. Yeah, high quality stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, start somewhere.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, my brother and I used to play. This was Nintendo, but they'd have hockey. And you could pick your team, and they had the only three guys you could pick from.
Skinny guy,
and the fat guy, and the semi-fat
guy. The average
guy.
Yeah.
That was the greatest, though.
And they all had their own attributes. They were the big fat guys could and roll right over the skinny guy.
Exactly. That I'd like to play again. All right. Well, I'm kind of bummed out now that the game
online.
Console. I'll search. I'll keep searching. Let's do a couple more here, then we'll break. Which French term grants people complete discretion?
What was that? Say that again.
Was that La Cage aux Folles?
No,
that was the name of the show.
Oh.
Give us a hint.
No, say the question again.
Which French term grants people complete discretion?
A la carte.
Carte's part of it.
Carte blanche.
That's correct. Yeah. Nice job. That's enough.
You people are irritating.
All right, let's take a break. We have some time to take your calls if you'd like to chat as we work our way towards 5 o'clock. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. We'll be back in a few. This is the Big 550.
With your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How's it going, Tim?
Oh, it's going pretty well. I hate it. I'm sitting here listening to you guys do trivia. Bill, when I'm in there on Friday with you and you allow me to be in your trivia, you never have easy questions.
Oh, you thought these were easy today?
He's trying to say we were all...
Oh, my gosh. President Ford and Alucard.
Sounds to me like he's calling you guys stupid. Is
wow,
what
yeah.
No,
boy.
And thanks, slap Tim.
In the face. No, he asked me what's an arachnopoid or, you know, stuff like that. It's
an arachnopoid?
Yeah, I'm not even sure I know what that is.
Arachnophobic?
Yeah, what's an arachnopoid?
I don't know. I'm just giving an example. It's that kind of stuff he comes up with me.
Well.
And then you make me look like a dummy. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. All right, well... Right.
He just thinks you're smarter. He wants you to live up to your standards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
right.
Next time you're in, I'll ask stuff like, what color shoes am I wearing?
What color is blue?
What is your name? Yeah. That kind of stuff. All right. Hey, we look pretty good on westbound 70. It's great from the Blanchett Bridge all the way out through T.R. Hughes. We do have a little bit of slow traffic westbound 40 from 270 to Mason. We also had a stall at the bottom of the ramp blocking the left lane. From westbound 4064 on to McKnight, and people were having a problem almost hitting that car. There was nobody with it when we went to it. Southbound 270 is wide open from Page all the way down through Doherty Ferry. It looked good on westbound 44. Same thing on southbound 55. This traffic report is brought to you by 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Safe Auto's always looking for ways to encourage uninsured drivers to call for their affordable state minimum coverage. Don't be one of those uninsured drivers. Pick up the phone. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. State minimum coverage. Maximum savings. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The McGraw Show.
Our good friend Congressman Russ Carnahan.
Good morning. It is good to be with you and good to be home.
Weekday mornings at 6.
Here's what I don't understand, and maybe you can answer it. Maybe you can ask somebody next time you go back to Washington. They say tax cuts pay for themselves.
It's no small amount of hypocrisy going on there.
The Big 550.
I mean, they would be, you know, doing everything conceivable if these were tax cuts that were lapsing on the very highest income Americans.
KTRS.
Are you tired of all the sex pills out there that just don't work? Well, now there's an amazing new formula in a pill that you've got to try for yourself. Upright XXL is the incredible all-natural male enhancement pill that works wonders to increase your thickness and strength. Upright XXL has been developed and tested to be safe and effective. And best of all, you don't need a prescription. After years of research, we found the right blend of proprietary ingredients that will give you explosive, powerful results that will last for hours. Just take Upright XXL and you will experience an increase in thickness and stamina that will blow you away. And the proof is in the pill, so don't wait. Call now to find out how to get your supply of this groundbreaking formula for free. Once you try it, we're sure you'll join our thousands of satisfied customers.
Size does matter. Test the sexual power of Upright XXL absolutely free. Call 800-208-6914. 800-208-6914. Free samples are available for a limited time only, so you must call now. 800-208-6914. That's 1-800-208-6914.
Seven Sports Lounge at Casino Queen is your football headquarters. Catch all the action with NFL Sunday Ticket on the new HD video wall and 70-inch TVs. Enjoy an ice-cold 29-degree draft every day for $1.25. Every Saturday through Monday, enjoy a bucket of beers, a large pizza, or a platter of hot wings for only $7.77. Seven Sports Lounge and Nightclub, where there's a party 7 days a week. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now at the Winter Storage event, the Home Depot's made a special buy on 20-gallon storage totes for just $5.88 each. These colorful totes are durable, stackable, and they hold a lot of stuff. All of which means that New Year's Get Organized resolution you made is pretty much in the bag, or the tote. Make room for savings right now with colorful 20-gallon storage totes for just $5.88 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi there, it's Frank Opinion. If I asked you if you have a security system in your home or business and you said no, then my next question would be why? Why not? And if your answer is, well, I don't need one, wrong. Everybody needs a security system. If your answer is, well, they're too expensive, you're wrong again, because you are somehow misinformed or have been misinformed or led to believe that a security system costs a lot of money. Everything is relative. I don't think an average price of a more than adequate security system of $700 is a lot at all when you consider what comes with it, the peace of mind, the feeling of safety and security, and then to have somebody monitor 24 hours a day every day for about 70-80 cents a day, I don't think that's expensive at all. And the other thing is that your insurance company, when they find out you have a security system, it won't take you long for the savings in your insurance premiums to pay for that security system from Hackett Security. Why don't you let Hackett Security tell you a whole lot more about what they do and how they do it than I can? I can tell you this. There's a reason that over 8,000 homes and businesses in the St. Louis area are protected by Hackett Security, and your home or business should be as well. HackettSecurity.com.
All right, large morning show in the afternoon. It's the Big 550 KTRS. Bill in for Frank on a Thursday. Let's chat with Dave. Hello, Dave. What's going on?
How you doing?
Dave,
so
great.
Frank took the day off, huh?
Yes.
Suspended.
More or less, he had to suspend himself for something, yeah.
I hope he's doing okay.
Yeah, it was too.
Okay. I asked him why AM and the PM... Ding, ding.
Hello.
Ding, ding.
I guess that's what it sounds like. But what's the AM, the PM? How does that go back, and what does that mean? And I remember he told a story one time. It was a real big story that he told about his patent on the Q opinion.
Q opinion.
I don't know about that.
His last name?
The
or what he opinion. Changed it to, Frank Q opinion.
The AM and the PM.
Oh, what happened?
Whoa,
there?
That's weird. In short, AM and the PM. AM, like, it used to be a morning show. So,
okay.
AM radio, AM, like an AM show and the PM. All right.
Oh,
morning
so
show
and
the afternoon
simple,
show.
Then.
And, then,
mm-hmm.
and then AM, what are you listening to right now? AM radio, right?
Right, I never take it off 55.
AM radio and the PM, AM and the PM.
Oh,
double
okay.
meaning.
Yeah,
dual
it's a
meaning.
Double meaning.
Yeah.
Okay, and I was asking had a couple of questions for you. Do you think Steve Spagnuolo will go? And
hey, this
song by the James Gang there, there's a song called Alexis you got to check out, too.
Mm. Hey, they said they were talking today on, I was watching Channel 2 this morning, and they said something about Spagnuolo staying. Which I cannot believe.
I can't.
He's won 10 games.